You know, that I feel would have been substantial. But yeah, I think the one thing that stood out for me was the fact that they have decided to consolidate government spending, which was great. So they've now made it one spending, combining learning and culture, health, as well as social development, which is great. And in total, then it will be a spend of 1.5 trillion.
Yes.
All right. So I think that's good. It kind of, you know, cuts down, because like when you consolidate, you're trying to find ways of like cutting down unnecessary amounts, or just making it one amount that will accommodate a specific area. So I felt that was cool. Another thing that caught my attention was obviously the syntax. Another one that I felt like,
what do you mean?
Was the fuel levy.
Then the fuel levy just also went up.
Oh my God.
25 cents.
Oh my God.
I see the road accident fund has also went up with nine cents?
9 cents as well. So, yeah, our finance minister spoke about a lot. All the things that we were actually scared and, you know, very feeling quite wary of were actually left as they were. Like VAT and
inflation
and all of that.
I was really, really worried about that whole VAT thing, because already pads are expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, man, I think maybe...
I'm seeing Eskom remain the, you know, number one priority.
As always, I mean, we have, we're not even 5 months in the year, but we've had
so many power cuts.
Exactly. So it really does need to be a priority. Hopefully they will manage to, you know, find some sort of funds. But I do know that Eskom was actually planning on increasing their tariffs.
Their tariffs, yeah. That's why the Soweto, hence the Soweto shutdown. I'm also seeing here that the state has committed to injecting 23 billion annually into Eskom for the following 7 years.
That's all I'm gonna say. So another thing that I felt was also quite interesting was the learning and culture budget. So basic education got a substantial amount of 248.6 billion rand. University transfers 44.8 billion rand. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought your National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, would actually get more than what they did. So they currently have a budget allocation of 37.1 billion rand. And we know that a lot of our students suffer
actually
with
depending
funding.
On that, yes.
Exactly. So I thought maybe, you know, there would be more that would be put there and
into
maybe a
higher learning
exactly
than
basic.
Yes,
exactly. But I guess Finance Minister Tito Mboweni knows what he's doing, and we will see how it will work out. But yeah, man, I think overall it was quite a good